listening to the Franchise Podcast Network, presented by Lucky Star Casino. KRXO-FM and KRXO-HD Oklahoma City. Now, the Oklahoma City Thunder postgame show, presented by U.S. Cellular on 107.7 The Franchise.
All right, go ahead and excel. That's right. You can watch the replay. Yeah, McCollum had a really good shot there. Hounded by rookie Cason Wallace. A couple of rookies came up big for the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder. Woof! Get out of game one with a victory, 94-92. Good evening. How's it going? I am Jerry Ramsey, joined by Aubin Phippen tonight. You got Matt Burton and Drake Vitatel. They were in the stadium. So was I, but you know what? They're younger, they're faster, they're stronger. They're going to be here and take over for me in just a little bit. But I came here because I needed to be right here to talk to you guys in the first post-game in 5 years. The Oklahoma City Thunder did not do themselves any favor, came out pretty cold. I mean, a 17-17 first quarter. It was ugly. A lot of defense, quote-unquote defense, being played. I would tell you there were some nerves there, but I can't excuse what the Pelicans were doing because they have some veteran guys. But the Oklahoma City Thunder take a 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter. The Pelicans go on an 18-6 run, and then the Oklahoma City Thunder only get two field goals in the last 5.5, 6 minutes. As Shea knocks down an incredibly off-balance, listen, you can't question a guy who scores 30 points a game, whether it was a good shot or not, but it was off-balance. It was in his and one. And after Chet misses a free throw, looked like the Pelicans had a look to win the game. Didn't get it done. The Oklahoma City Thunder up 1-0 in their Western Conference first round. Listen, you can always get a hold of us. You can always talk to us. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. We got Twitch up. I'm going to double check here. Do we have Twitch up, Aubin?
We does.
We do have Twitch up. And, of course, you can always hit us up on the listener line. That's right. You can hit us up at 405-478-1077. I'll read it if it's clever. If it's not clever, I'll scoff at you because it's way too late for me to be messing around with you. Anyway, I'm joined by Aubin Phippen right now. Aubin, I mean, first and foremost, I was there. I went to the game, and I experienced what...
Thanks, I was dying today.
What, I was there. Don't worry, the other two guys got to watch the entire game, so whenever they're going to tell you how loud it was at the end. But what I can tell you at the beginning of this game, I mean, you want to talk about a fan base that's been sitting on their hands. You know, you talk about the last time they were in the playoffs. There was a play-in last year, both on the road. And then the bubble happened, and that was the last time you saw the playoffs. And then, of course, the couple of years they had to develop and rebuild. 2019 was the last time there was a host here. Oh, by the way, Portland dismissed a veteran Thunder team the last time that they hosted a playoff game. So
no, that does not still haunt me in my nightmares.
Does it really? I mean, if you think about it, listen, it activated everything and everywhere where we are right now.
This is true.
Think about it. I mean, none of what's going on tonight or what's been going on this season happens unless Dame Lillard knocks down that bad, quote unquote, bad shot against Paul George. And so, and you look at Dame Lillard, it's not like he carried Portland to a championship. He did have a really good game for Milwaukee today, but...
Nail-biter right there in that game.
I will say, too, 94-92, finally, we got a playoff game.
Yeah.
All day today has just been crap basketball.
I feel like this is the first good game of basketball in the first round.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding at all. I mean, what was supposed to be a very competitive matchup between the Clippers and the Mavericks, that was a blowout, right? Boston was just undressing Miami, which, by the way, if they're in Miami, they're usually half undressed to begin with. Put on a Shaw, for goodness sakes.
Your favorite place to vacation, huh, Jerry?
Yeah, Benvenuto's by Miami, absolutely. And then, of course, Milwaukee, you know, they it doesn't look so bad in the box score, 109-94 against Indiana. But I mean, it was a bloodbath there too. Milwaukee was just running them. So finally, the Oklahoma City Thunder decide to entertain the Pelicans to a real playoff game. By the way, 94-92, those are scores of playoff games in my era.
I know.
Yeah.
I said they're not going to score 100 points tonight whenever you came in here watching the game.
Back in the 90s, this is what it looked like. Except for a lot more fouls. A lot more. And you're thinking to yourself, they're really physical, right? Man, the Pelicans in this game only shot 9 free throws. They're 7-9.
I mean, that's why I like games like this, personally. I'm more of a defense wins ball game, championships, if you will. But
No, that's incredibly cute, but you do have to score in today's NBA.
I get that, too.
So
I get that.
But that's fine. Whoever taught you that, wherever you grew up on, right? You ate your vitamins, drank plenty of milk, and learned that defense wins championships.
I just have the hype going for me, Jeremy. I don't need all of that.
I'm glad somebody, at least somebody taught you right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so. For anyone who knows, I'm literally 5 foot nothing. So
we make a good duo between the two of us. We're
king and queen.
You're one of the few people at the station that's shorter than I am.
Every time someone's like, "You're so short," I feel so tall around you. I'm like, "Congrats, you're over 5 foot."
But like, listen, to what I had to do. First of all, the Jerry Ramsey Memorial Suite tonight was filled.
Loud City looked insane.
Oh, it was so many. I welcomed. I was a very good guest or a very good host up there.
I'm sure they were just waiting for you, Jerry.
Welcomed. Welcome. How you doing?
I've been here since we were tanking.
Yes. So just if you need anything, directions to the restroom or, just different things, I'm here for you.
He's really good at directing people to the restrooms. That's his main job.
Eventually, that's going to be my job. But, let's go ahead and start breaking this game down. And Shea was 11 of 24. Still ends up with 28 points. Would you say he's going to stumble his way to 30?
Yeah, I thought he might there at the end when he's shooting his free throws, and maybe he would come back and shoot another one. But, I mean, he didn't get to the line very much tonight. Well, I mean, I guess.
No, 6 of 7. 6 of 7 for the MVP contender.
And not
there.
As much as we're used to seeing him be at the line, because that's what he does best, is getting to the rim every game.
They were allowing some physicality, which they should.
It's first round of playoffs.
It's playoff
that
basketball.
Was the big thing that we were scared about this young team was if they're going to be able to handle the physicality. Obviously, they don't have experience as much as probably any other team in the NBA.
Anybody ever, because they're the youngest number one seed ever. Yeah.
Yeah, and you could tell in the first half that kind of was the case with them trying to get in a rhythm. But we've seen all season that they're just a better team in the second half overall. And the Pelicans are a better team in the first half overall. But Pelicans are just kind of showing their story that they've done all season long, is they scratch and fight, and they've had resilience all throughout this game. And this is now, as they were saying earlier, Oklahoma City is now, well, they were before this game, they are officially 7-0 in the first game, first round of playoffs at home. So,
oh, is this all time?
Yep.
Does this include the Durant?
I believe so.
The Westbrook, the Chris Pauls, like Shea said a couple of days ago, none of those guys are on this team.
They're not.
This is a brand new experience. Brand new experience for all these cats. And I know that Shea has a little bit of playoff experience. I know Dort has a little bit of playoff experience. But, I mean, it's a learning lesson for everybody. One thing I can't take away from this, I want to ask your opinion on this. I think that Shea's really cool. And I don't mean that like he's a cool dude and I want to dress like him. And
you mean like calm, cool, collected.
Yeah. And sometimes that's not great.
No, it's not. And I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to say by saying that. Because when it comes to, I think we're used to seeing point guards like, Russell Westbrook, who brings so much energy and so much to the table. You can see Shea a little bit kind of wishing maybe he would show the emotion a little bit more, like be J-Dub, who's,
yep.
I don't know if I might get hate for this, but the barking thing is fun, I guess. But it's like, maybe throw in a little bit of that in there, Shea, and like have some fun. It's first round of playoffs. You guys are the youngest team. You have a coach that just won head coach of the year. You're in the MVP race against Jokic. So I'm like, but you could see the energy start to come up in the second half more. It's just, that's just the type of player he is. He's very even keel. I mean, doesn't let the moment get the best of him. But like you said, I would kind of like to see that maybe more in the playoffs.
And so, okay, so you have this rabid beast that is the Oklahoma City fan base inside of Paycom Arena, right? And they were ready. They were ready to explode. And it really did take until well into the second quarter. And it was J-Dub, the emotional leader, that actually got it going. Yeah. And I just, one of those things that they're going to have to figure out. Even if it's like, if you got to get J-Dub going first.
Yeah.
Which
he kind of did, really. Once he got going in the second half, you could tell that things kind of started to pick up for them. And Chet as well.
And there's a couple of problems that they're going to have to deal with. First and foremost, rebounding.
Holy moly.
At the end there, three offensive rebounds and resets.
And I'm pretty sure they had 12 turnovers in the first half.
I actually read that off. They didn't have that many turnovers. They really didn't. It felt like a ton, okay?
I thought they said, or maybe by the third quarter, they had 12 or something like that.
13 turnovers total, okay?
Okay.
At half, they only had 6.
Oh, really?
Here's the deal. New Orleans only had 2.
That's a big difference.
Whenever you're one of the top 10 defensive rated teams in the NBA, you got to force more than two. Especially with that crowd. I can't really, really get about that crowd should have forced more turnovers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kudos to Brandon Ingram and McCollum for being the calm and cool, the calm in the face of all that. Because every time that the Oklahoma City Thunder would get a little bit of momentum, like they would calm the storms.
They had an answer for everything tonight.
So, yeah.
There's 20 lead changes as well. I'm like, so much back and forth.
Trey Murphy was just a killer. Especially in that third and fourth quarter, Trey Murphy was an absolute killer. 5 of 12 from 3-point range, and it's so easy, like how they run their offense. It's high pick and roll, and usually it's Valanciunas and Brandon Ingram, and Trey Murphy sits back there in about 30 feet back, and he knocks down threes.
You kind of see their defensive plan coming into the game as well, and they executed it pretty well.
They double Shea more than anybody in the league.
Yeah, which so. I mean.
Would you?
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately for the Oklahoma City Thunder, if you're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, you know this because you watched the game. Mm-hmm. The Oklahoma City Thunder couldn't hit shots.
No.
They just weren't going down. And it was everybody. Chet hits his first one and then just goes cold. Dort shows up in the second quarter. He knocks one down. They actually only have 2 at halftime.
It was just all sprinkled in there, just random bits. And I noticed that too. I think I was watching the game with Chloe. And I don't remember if it was the second. I think it was the third quarter already. She's like, am I reading this right? They're only 28% from the 3-point.
And it was both teams, too.
And I was like, what about the Pelicans? And same thing.
You want to know my opinion? It's all those white shirts.
You know that what I'm going to say is no, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you have no choice. You're the only person I'm talking to now.
You're not a fan of the whiteout?
It's not that I'm not a fan of the whiteout. It's just look at the 3-point shooting between both teams.
I see what you're saying.
Let's see Wednesday if the free shirts are blue.
If it changes things.
And if they shoot better. But, yeah, that whiteout, if you're asking me, because it was both teams that shot poorly, and especially from three-point range all game. And the Oklahoma City Thunder end up 10 of 32 with 31% there. But, yeah, not just great. 11 of 39 for the Pelicans. I think that
39?
Yeah. They took 39 three-pointers.
Jeez.
So, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
but Murphy took 12 of them. What really did end the Pelicans towards the end of the game, though, a little bit of IQ problems. there's some basketball IQ. There's a point there, I want to say, was it 5-4 minutes left, where the Pelicans literally were handing the Oklahoma City Thunder the ball over and over and over again. What was that?
At one point, it looked like Little League basketball. I mean, everyone was touching the ball within 2 seconds.
Didn't Nance just hand the ball to somebody out of bounds? I mean,
yes. Literally, he did on the Thunder sideline.
Yeah.
By the goal.
So there was something to that, right? I mean, the Pelicans only have themselves to blame. They kind of lost this one. They really did. And
Chet Holmgren helps us win and helps us almost lose at the end there with the block and then the free throws. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I've seen Chet knock down some clutch free throws this season, especially for a rookie.
I'm pretty sure that's the only time he went to the line as well.
That was, he barely had, they talked about that. He barely had any free throws, but it's really not his game. He was, you ready for this? Free throws. 1 of 2. Yes, ma'am.
1 of 2. 50%.
So, and that was, yeah, that was, I mean, at his size, and I understand the kind of game he plays, and it's outside in a lot because he's playing high pick and roll, gets back to that 3-point line. But
I feel like Josh Giddey just existed tonight.
He needs to, for them to go to places that they need to go, he's going to have to contribute. And one of six is not a contribution, and especially rebounding. My guy only had three rebounds.
Three assists.
Now, usually, Aubin, whenever Giddey isn't scoring, can't figure it out or whatever.
Make up for it another way.
Yeah, and he'll contribute, and he'll contribute on the boards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a complete disappearing act from him. Dort hits that one big three, and then after that, only scores three after that. But he
made the hustle plays tonight.
And he made his hay give him Brandon Ingram hell.
His physicality. I mean, you could tell Dort brought that experience, the physicality that you needed on defense. And those hustle plays, you know, like that jump ball with J-Dub, and I don't know who he jumped against, but getting on the court, getting that ball, just that's what he's best at. And so he played that game well tonight.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. 94-92, if you're just now getting in your car, or you're just now driving where you need to, 94-92, the Oklahoma City Thunder get a win from the New Orleans Pelicans. I am Jerry Ramsey. Matt Burton, I hope he's going the speed limit. Matt, if you're listening, just chill. Just get here.
He's all hyped up on Mountain Dew right now.
I don't mind doing a radio show. I kind of do one for a living. It's perfectly fine. I just had to be...
No, Matt, please hurry. Get him out of here.
I had to be on the air at 6 o'clock tomorrow for the Rock and Roll Morning Show. No big deal, though.
Hey, before we get out of here, I do want to ask. Sure. Yeah. Did you have the Thunder winning tonight?
Yeah, I picked the Thunder to win.
For the first game?
Well, okay, and here's what I kind of went with, too. All the home teams won game one.
Yep.
And the Oklahoma City Thunder, and once again, I'm not as good as everybody else, but they're at home. And so I just figured, yeah. And I thought that.
I was curious because I do see them Pelicans taking one game. I don't know if it's going to be.
Now, are you talking about one home game?
I don't know if I can see them taking a home game.
Okay.
Maybe. But I can see them at least taking one or two games in the series.
Yeah, no. So you got, so you got Thunder in six.
Five or six, yeah.
Well, Aubin, okay,
four or six.
Can I just explain how this works? Okay.
Please explain.
You are what they call fence riding. So it's like five or six. I'm leaning more towards six than
I would see six maybe before four or sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No. I'm just telling you, you're doing that thing that you probably do this whenever you pick something to eat too.
Yeah, you don't even want to be there when that
happens. So it's just like, what do you want? I don't know, hamburger or chicken. Well, no, you have to pick hamburger or chicken. So I'm putting you on the spot right now. Is it going to be Thunder in five or six?
Six.
Okay. Game one's already happened. You have the advantage over a lot of people that actually picked, because a lot of us picked before the series.
I'm still going to go six, though.
Okay, all right. Good for you. But the Pelicans... with your eyes made you a little nervous, did they not?
Oh, yeah. Yes. But I honestly didn't think it was going to be a blowout game tonight, though.
Can I throw this out here real quick? Mm. What if Zion would have played? Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That would have been maybe another story.
Gonna go look on the rebounding real quick. You would think that the Pelicans killed the Thunder in rebounding. Actually, they only rebounded out by eight, 52-44. But they got.
And what's his face had half their rebounds? Who was it?
They get a bunch of them in that last couple of possessions there. Whenever they got all those offensive rebounds, you're saying what's his name got all the rebounds?
I cannot say his last
you
name.
Speak of Valanciunas.
Thank you.
With a 13-20 game. 20 rebounds against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You're hoping that maybe Mark Daigneault and the team can do something to adjust. But if you followed this team from the beginning of the season, rebounding has always been an issue. Two things. Youth, which isn't as big of an issue as some people would make it out to be. But rebounding has been an issue all season long. So that is Aubin. I am Jerry. We're going to hold it down here at postgame until Matt and Drake. Don't worry. They'll have the good vibe. Hopefully somebody's good vibes is Jerry Ramsey coming in and
maybe if you're lucky.
Riding the horse.
He's acting like he doesn't have to do his job or something.
Who? Me?
Yes.
I
You're the one who set all this up.
I'm happy to be here. Did I not say? I've said it several...
It sounds like some complaining.
I've said it
as well.
Several times now. I'm happy to be here. There's nothing more I want to talk to than Thunder fans on the way home listening to how to break down the 94-92 game against the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm happy to do it.
I'm sure you are.
Okay.
I'm kind of happy you're here.
I feel you're needling me. Once again, you're on the fence. One sentence, you're not happy I'm here. One sentence, you are. I would never, ever, ever want to be.
I'm just keeping the same, having lots of lead changes tonight.
Lady, don't ever have jury duty.
Those people
will be there forever.
What happens if you don't show up for jury duty?
I think they arrest you.
I get arrested.
And then you have a jury. Determine what? No.
Next week, I'm going to get my mail and a letter. You're on jury.
Have you knocked on wood yet? Do not do that to yourself.
I know.
Because you are. You're going to end up on jury. And then that jury is going to...
My mom has scarred me for life from her jury duty story. So I'm like, I'm out.
That jury is going to be hung, too, because you can't make a decision. So I'm going to make a decision. Let's go ahead and go to break. Whenever we get back, we'll look at some of the other scores in the NBA. We'll have a further breakdown, maybe some quotes from Mark Daigneault, and maybe they get a play or two before we get out of here. That is Aubin Phippen. I am TV's Jerry. You're very welcome. That's right, the best of the best doing the postgame to start off the postseason. It's right here on 107.7, The Franchise. Well, it doesn't look like the New Orleans Pelicans or the Oklahoma City Thunder had U.S. cellular service. Because they could not dial from long distance.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I just came up with that. A couple things I'm reading on my Twitter feed real quick. One, Sabrina Carpenter references the infamous salt burn scene during Nonsense.
Don't read this out loud.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, didn't go on.
The Ultra Coachella. So, but above that... Thunder Communications sent out that Chet Holmgren becomes the fifth player in NBA history to record 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks in his playoff debut. So, I'll be honest with you, I'm more interested in the Sabrina Carpenter stuff, but yeah, Chet had a hell of a game.
Look who's here.
It's just Matthew Burton, that's all. Oh, look at the sweet t-shirt.
Got the shirt on.
Look at the sweet t-shirt. Oh.
Had to.
Matt Burton's going to sleep in just his whitey tighties and that t-shirt tonight.
He needs to wear that shirt like every day.
It is an XL.
It is.
A little loose fitting.
Is that all they gave you?
I brought a visitor as well.
She's not a visitor. That's going to be your missus. So
she is. She's great.
She's going to be.
This mic works now? Okay. We're in business.
She's welcomed anytime that she wants in here. I'm kidding. You're not any. It's not me talking. That's upper management. If it was up to me, you'd be here anytime. Two things did you hear as we walked in? The two top tweets on my thread. One, Chet Holmgren becomes. Boy, your entrance. Making an entrance. Chet Holmgren becomes the fifth player in NBA history to record 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 blocks. And, of course, the other news, Sabrina Carpenter makes the reference to the infamous salt burn scene during the Nonsense outro at Coachella. So, do you have thoughts on either one of those?
No, I don't think that I do. I'm going through a little crisis right now. I think I'm in Twitter jail.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I didn't tweet that much, so I don't know. But
so your Twitter...
It's not allowing me to post anything. I'm trying to post, links and everything.
Yeah.
You know, come listen to the post-game show, but...
Well,
so I'm dealing with a little bit of a crisis, but how about that win?
You weren't the only one that's dealing with a crisis.
How about that win?
You just messed it up right off the bat. Okay. So the rebounding is the one thing I want to kind of talk to you about. And you did stay towards the end of the game there. And I just found that was a rabid crowd. And for about 6 minutes there, the Oklahoma City Thunder could not grab control. They couldn't score. The Pelicans outscore them 18-6 there towards the thing. And I think that it's funny if I say this. The good guys were in peril. It was not working. Just like that mic isn't working.
This mic doesn't work, actually.
Okay.
I thought it did.
It kind of works.
Now.
It kind of doesn't.
Hello. All right. We'll it works now.
Look at that. All the bugs.
It works now.
All the bugs are out now.
They are. Yes, it did get a little dire, I will say. The one thing I want to start off with, the environment was awesome. Okay, it was great. Oklahoma City absolutely showed up and showed out. It's almost like they had 5 years of pent-up aggression.
Can you tell Aubin? Because Aubin didn't go, and so she keeps on asking me, was it really crazy?
Yes, it really was. It really was. So I have to give Oklahoma City fans a ton of credit. Okay. It really did feel like I just said, they had 5 years of pent-up aggression to let out tonight. And, I mean, it was ruthless all throughout the game.
You could say this, and whenever Drake is here, I'll give up my mic or whatever, but I will say this. Oklahoma City did not take advantage of that beast that was the Oklahoma City crowd. They just didn't. There is very few times, except for what J-Dub barking, that they actually took advantage of it. I thought that Shea had ended up with 28 points and big buckets at the end, but Shea just kind of chugged on through the game. Giddy, Dort, both just barely appeared. And Chet had a great game, but still, they did not take full advantage of the psychotic crowd that was there.
I think there's a couple things that play into that, right? I mean, you know, first playoff series, you know, at home, like in an actual environment, not the bubble for, you know, everyone basically, except for like Gordon Hayward and Bismack Biyombo. And, you know, only one of those guys played at all tonight. I think that they were a little bit amped up to start the game, which I think is pretty natural, right? I mean, that was just how good the crowd was tonight in Oklahoma City at the Paycom Center. The crowd was absolutely awesome. They were amped up, and I really do think that played into it a little bit. As just far as like, I think they were trying to, you know, get that loud pop. You know what I mean? They were trying too hard to get that loud pop, and I think that led to, I mean, especially in that first half, I don't think that the Pelicans were doing anything crazy defensively.
No, they weren't.
I think Oklahoma City was getting good shots, and they just weren't hitting them. I think that was a little bit of, okay, I really want this to go in so the crowd can go a little bit nuts.
Nobody doubles SGA like the New Orleans Pelicans. They double more than anybody in the NBA. And so they knew that was coming. They knew that was coming. But whenever SGA would kick out of his possessions, they just weren't knocking down shots. That's part of it. And then another part is, it was very sloppy the way they were running their offense. Matt, 17 points in the first quarter, okay? And they're lucky. They are lucky that their counterpoints just mirrored them with the 17 points. It was a very ugly 90s basketball. I know you're still you're still a baby then or whatever, you know, and that's, but I watched a lot of 17-17 quarters throughout my life watching basketball.
That's just good defense. That's just real basketball, well, Jerry Ramsey.
I literally brought that up because you just got through saying I didn't see anything that New Orleans did. Now, both these teams were just throwing haymakers, and
they were,
to be very honest with you, it was very physical. For not going to the free throw line, if you look at the free throw numbers, they're not there. So it was a very physical game for a couple of teams that didn't go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think we always hear this, right? Every single year whenever the playoffs start, it's, you know, the game is officiated differently, right? They're not given as many ticky-tack fouls and everything like that, unless you're Joel Embiid. They're not going to do that. And especially, like, I know Shea has proven, right? I mean, he got the line 7 times, which is fine. That's fine. Like, I mean, he's an All-NBA guy. He's multiple-time All-Star. It's just like, it feels like he's not getting that just yet. Like, he's not getting the benefit of those calls just yet, and that's just not going to happen really in the playoffs. So, going to have to find a way to adjust. I thought they did a good job adjusting. And again, man, I really do feel like they got good shots. I mean, 10 of 32 from three. This is the number one three-point shooting team in the league.
They just weren't knocking them down.
They're just not knocking them down.
No.
They were getting good looks, man. They really were.
Isaiah Joe was long, right?
Jay Will had 2 open ones. I mean, he went 2 for 4, but the other two were wide open. And it was.
And to be very honest with you, I think that was part of the plan, was to have the center try to play, you know, Valanciunas, I mean, off.
Not that Jay Will's like a complete knockdown three-point shooter, but he was wide open.
If you look at his percentage, you would trust him to take a shot, especially a guy off off the bench. And you look at Chet won, I think, 1 of 5 right there in the first quarter, in the second quarter. But he made his first one. You could see that he was a little comfortable.
A couple things that stick out to me, though, I you know, Tyler and I have been talking about this all season. Anytime I get asked, anytime he asks me, it's what can hold this Thunder team back? I think you saw it a little bit tonight. I've had the same answer all year. Finding a way to keep them off the offensive glass. That thing, I mean, 18 offensive rebounds tonight, 9 for Jonas Valanciunas. There was a lot of talking on Thunder Twitter of like, oh, Valanciunas is going to get played off the court. Not if he's getting 9 offensive rebounds a game and 20 rebounds total.
13 and 20. That is not off the court.
No, you're not getting played off the court. Like, I don't know where that all came from. I get everyone's, you know, huge Thunder fans, and they're trying. And there were games where Jonas Valanciunas couldn't play against the
Thunder. Well, to be very honest with you, I think it was game planned. And we just got through talking about it with both Chet and Jay Will being on that high pick and roll and, you know, going back, well, pick and pops. I mean, call it what it is. They would pop out and they were open. Yeah. So there's going to be games where they're probably going to blow this Pelican team out.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because those shots are going to go down. But we're going to see probably a game or two like this. If the shots don't go down, right, and they're going to get killed on the boards like that.
I mean, that's been my answer all year, though, of what can hold this team back. I mean, they can, you know, they can play great offense, get great shots all you want. I mean, if you just can't get a rebound, if you can't keep them off the offensive glass, that's just, not only is that points for the other team, right? That's just like demoralizing points.
Sure.
Because that is so avoidable, right? It is so
towards
avoidable.
The end of the game. Three offensive rebounds in a row.
Yeah, I know. And you're just going like, how can you not get a rebound?
Pelicans could not convert, just like killed them. It did.
Oh, I know. It did. I mean, a couple of things too. A couple of guys I wanted to point out, right? Obviously, Shea, great night. I mean, that's just normal Shea night. Copy and paste. Shout out. Lu Dort. I want to give a 6 points, 4 rebounds. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, his stat line sucked.
Yeah. You know who else stat line sucked? Brandon Ingram.
He was in his pocket.
Yeah, Erica said it during the game. She's like, torture chamber. I was like, yeah, that's exactly what he had. He had Brandon Ingram in the torture chamber. Well, 5 of 17 and 12 points.
Why am I talking to you? I don't want to talk
Brandon
Erica
Ingram.
About
come on.
The dork breakdown.
Come on. Get in here. And then
he's stealing your stuff.
Right. And then, I mean, Cason Wallace. That last play was all in C.J. McCollum's grill.
By the way,
it did lead to an open look from C.J. McCollum. But it was a scramble.
Great defensive play that turned into a decent look for a veteran like C.J. McCollum.
And everyone held their breath. You could hear a pin drop whenever he put that shot up, for sure.
It was great. He pokes the ball out, right?
Yeah.
Spends time, makes McCollum rush a little bit, but still.
Dude. It was a little clean look there at the end. But he was fading in. I mean, he was leaning forward, you know, so it wasn't that clean of a look.
Much like our rookie back behind the microphone in the producers. I do want to get your thoughts on Chet and Cason Wallace's night tonight, because much like you, not much seasoning, right? Younger, kind of, you know, and then, so
that's one way to put it. Yeah,
that's well, you're just not seasoning because, well, let's, you know, I think
you can just stop there, Jerry.
Okay. Anyway, so somebody without much seasoning, I want to hear about you talk about the people without much seasoning.
No, I think they played great, especially for two rookies who are the only two rookies in the NBA to play all 82 games this season. And Chet, really, the blocks tonight were just amazing. He didn't go to the line very often, but that's not his game, kind of like what you were saying also. I love Cason Wallace's game, and like you said earlier, I love the way he played that last play until McCollum kind of had that open shot, and then maybe it wasn't so much of a good defensive play, but he did everything right because you don't want to foul him in that instance. But now I think the rookies played amazing tonight. Can't really ask for much more than maybe Chet maybe getting a little more shots off or... But other than that, really not.
Oh, make your free throws, Chet.
Oh, man.
Make your free throws. Okay, especially the last part of the game right there when it's crucial.
I mean,
because he makes that block and then he goes to the other side. And
Worst thing you can do with an amped up crowd that's ready to lose it.
And you could see in his face after that first shot that he was like,
is miss a free throw. The collective groan after that.
He's not a guy that an emotional guy that gets caught up in that.
Yeah.
And I've seen him. I talked to Alvin about this earlier in the show too. I've seen him knock down some huge free throws that a rookie has no business knocking down. I think it was the Golden State Warriors. I think that was some big time free throws against them down the street.
With Chet, I think he can kind of take advantage of this. If this is going to be consistent throughout the playoffs of Yeah, like it normally is, right? Kind of letting them play a little bit more. Five blocks tonight. I think he can take advantage of that. Being aggressive at the rim, protecting the rim. Not that he's bad at it. He's obviously one of the best in the NBA at protecting the rim, but he can get a little bit more aggressive if they're going to let a little bit more go in the playoffs.
A couple of those blocks were momentum changing,
yes,
too.
Yes, they were.
Just absolutely.
I mean, that one at the end that Aubin pointed out, I mean, changed the game, really.
No, absolutely it really did. Yeah. So Chet was pretty good tonight. Obviously, Cason Wallace. I do want to talk about it before I get out of here. I think I'm going to lay the groundwork for Drake to come in here and do it. By the way, I mean, you're amongst the
we
fans.
I will say, okay, so they did the swag surf, right? FLY
yeah,
came out.
At?
They did. Shout out to Erica's dad. We were in section 110, so we love that.
Nice.
Lower bowl, yeah.
Oh.
Shout out to Erica's dad.
What a flex.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
unbelievable. Yeah, not getting that too many more times.
Okay,
we were like, let's just do game one. You know, why not? Why not?
Did you tell him you're Matt Burton and you do this for a living?
I didn't. That's I don't. I don't say that to Jermaine. Jermaine's a good dude.
You call him by his first name?
Yeah.
Okay.
I call him by his first name.
That's,
we're like that. I've known him longer than I've known Erica.
That's pretty
okay.
Bold. That's fine. It's fine. I really do. I want to get into this now.
That's fine. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
But anyway, you were amongst the crowd.
Yeah. And half-price concessions. They need to do that more often.
You touched on it.
Half off beer.
But yes, we had to talk about it. You stayed for the swag surf.
Okay, yes. Yeah, FLY. Okay, so yeah, they did the swag surf. I was holding down section 110. Swag surfing. I forced Erica to swag surf with me. And, well, after the halftime show, FLY sat like 3 rows in front of us.
Oh. Was there a pick opportunity?
There was not. Someone had taken a pic. Like, they were taking a picture with FLY. And I was about to go get in line. Game started back up. They went, sat down. They were a little bit inward. They weren't on the end.
Mm.
They were a little bit inward. So I didn't want to, like, you know.
Send Erica. It's not that hard. Yeah. I mean, what? You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, don't worry on that one, babe.
Here we go. Say that you guys are not married yet. I've been married for years. Yeah, I mean,
I already know this advice.
What are we doing? Are you saying I'm wrong?
You start off by saying, you call Jermaine. Okay, we gave it to have him on a first name basis. Just go right. Send your wife to do it.
There's a difference between calling your father-in-law by his first name, which is
there
yikes.
He is.
And sending your wife to you're a duo at that point. Matt has to hold it down, and she could go take care of the business.
And I was holding it down, swag surfing, holding down section 110.
There's a great video of me.
I think we were the only one swag surfing.
I was swag surfing up in the Jerry Ransom.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
To see that, Jerry.
Nick Crane has the video.
This is how you know.
Okay,
I would have looked. I would have looked up there at you. I was busy swag surfing. This is how you know. I was holding it down for section 110.
Was Drake Vinito swag surfing? You're accosting me, and that's illegal. Would Drake Vinito, was he swag surfing? We'll get the answers to all that.
You're over 50.
I'm going to go home, drink some warm milk, and see if Mother's still up. That's going to be.
Shout out, Jerry. Appreciate you.
No.
Good vibes. Good vibes tonight. Jerry Ramsey.
See, I told you I was going to get it. I told.
Dang, he heard you. He's talking about it. That's the only reason
I ripped your jeans.
I ripped
celebrating?
My jeans.
For swag surfing.
These are my church
you
jeans.
You ripped your jeans, swag surfing.
I'm gonna have to get another pair of jeans. I'm gonna do all that. Drake's gonna take over. They're gonna take you home. What a great night for the Oklahoma City Thunder. For the first time this decade, they host a playoff game and they get a win, 94-92. The regulars on the franchise post game, brought to you by U.S. Cellular.
The franchise first take Thunder post game show, brought to you by U.S. Cellular. Special shout out to Jerry Ramsey for filling in today.
Absolutely.
He did the Lord's work, and I know that he's going to pat himself on the back, but I'll give him one pat on the back for it.
We'll give Absolutely. Him his flower.
We will give him his one singular flower. That is Drake Vinito. Drake, how are we doing?
Doing well. Fighting like a migraine, I think. but we're doing well.
Doing well. Aubin, are we doing okay? You survived?
Survived.
You survived a segment with Jerry.
Did you go? Oh.
Oh, no.
No, a segment with Jerry.
No, I wish I was surviving that scene. No, surviving the scene with Jerry here.
That's what it was. Shout out to everybody on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFranchiseLive. Come hang out with us if you were listening Not in the car. I don't want you driving and twitching or anything like that. But shout out to William Davis. Said Matty B, what's going on? Banana says, we're talking about those five beers Burton threw down.
Oh, yeah? We were getting it? We were getting it tonight?
You're not. It's not five. It's not five.
No. I had one.
Drake?
I know.
Drake?
Yeah. And that was like, it was like what? Half off concessions from 6:30 to 7:30? Yeah, you know.
It's a half off concessions. You have to indulge.
It's been 5 years.
And I thought it was half off, like just, you know, soft drinks, water.
Yeah, popcorn. No, I had no idea.
Too? No, it was beer. It was beer and alcohol too. That's so I did indulge, but did it safely.
What an atmosphere tonight.
It was amazing.
I'm sure you guys may have talked about it.
We definitely did. But yeah. I want to hear it from your POV.
I mean, the barking that happened.
Dude,
when so much barking. When J-Dub, was it the jump ball with him and Valanciunas? Yes, that's when it was. And the crowd started barking, and J-Dub looked up at the crowd and started barking back. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it felt like real. But I will say, it felt 100% for about 85% of the game, as in, you know, people standing up, making noise, the clappers returned, totally forgot that was a thing. I mean, there was just so many, like, there were so many core memories unlocked tonight that had just been away. The Pirates of the Caribbean
video, at
6 minutes left in the fourth, that made a return, and that unlocked, like, a hidden memory in my mind. I mean, there were just so many things that, you know, we haven't seen in like 7-8 years.
I told Jerry Nobin whenever I walked in here, it felt like a fan base that had 5 years of pent up aggression to let out.
And it's been even longer for me because I was in Kansas for my sophomore through senior year. And so I didn't even get to watch in live like the Paul George Carmelo years.
Oh, you didn't miss much.
Right. But that would probably be the last time they won. They got one, right? They won one against Portland in the Dame Shot series.
I think they got gentlemen sweep.
I think they got one.
I think they got gentlemen sweep. That's okay.
I don't even think that was in OKC, though. I think that was in Portland. I could be wrong, though. But it just felt great. The city showed up. I was at the little pre-show thing for about 30 minutes before going into the arena, and there was just, I mean, it was electric. I mean, you could just tell that the people were starved for playoff basketball, and you got it tonight, including the lack of offense. You got all aspects of a playoff game.
I was talking to Jerry. We were just talking about this. It felt like, to me, anyways, just my point of view, it felt like the Thunder were getting good shots. I mean, they were getting open shots. I thought they were maybe a little bit too amped up, to be honest. Like, just that crowd, it felt like, oh, man, if I hit this one, this crowd's going to go berserk. And they were just aiming it a little bit and not just letting it fly.
I think we need to serve a reminder to literally everybody out there that this playoff series, and if they advance, this whole playoff run, however long it may go, however short it may go, it's going to be a lot of growing pains in this in this playoff series.
Drake,
I would not
have a man on Twitch asking you a question, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it is Papa Vittito. Darren.
Yeah,
Papa Darren.
We were
11 man rotation. This isn't game one.
So
coach like a rookie tonight.
We disagreed on some things tonight, me and Papa Vittito, but that's fine.
Like, we've talked about this, the playoff rotation, and you go through and you go and try to make the cuts of like, okay, who's not going to play? And, you know, throughout the whole season, you couldn't really make that many cuts. Like, I mean, obviously there wasn't going to be any like Muscala, Waters, like any of those guys, Jang, like those guys. But I mean, all the guys that played tonight, you could have talked me into being like, yeah, they'll play in the playoffs.
Right.
And they can be effective. Like, I thought Wiggins did some good things tonight.
Wiggins
as well, like he always does. I wanted to give a special shout out.
Go ahead.
I already did, but I gave a special shout out to Lou Dort
because
didn't do much offensively, but the stat line of Brandon Ingram, 5 of 17,
Lou
and
Dort,
12 points.
Hey, spoiler, Lou Dort is my good vibes, and you can throw Cason Wallace in there.
Those are my two that I threw out earlier.
I mean, with Zion out in this series, you are going to need it every single time from either A. McCollum or B. Ingram, and, you know, I'll probably say both. Trey Murphy ended up having something to say about that tonight. I think he was the best player all around on the floor tonight. he was hitting threes like a madman. And that was really one of the big reasons why they were able to stay within arm's reach when OKC made a couple of runs there. But outside of those two, Herb Jones made his first three. He made his last three. And he missed about seven or eight in between. Like, OKC's living with that. I think OKC's living with Jonas Valanciunas posting up, you know, first through third quarters and just taking 12 seconds off the shot clock and, you know, ending up with some sort of, you know, two-point shot. The only way that New Orleans is going to stay in this series is being able to hit threes at a high clip and be able to keep OKC leveled on the offensive glass, which is both of those things, I think. You know, it came from individuals more than the team as a unit, like Trey Murphy going off. But offensive glass was an obvious problem tonight. And I think more than anything, a little sloppy turnover, too, especially in the closing minutes. But that's what I'm talking about, the growing pains. It's going to happen. You got to learn. Gordon Hayward is the only person on this team that has had more minutes than probably the average NBA player when it comes to playoff minutes. Everyone else is babies. In this, maybe Bismack. Yeah. I don't really know the extent. It doesn't matter.
He's been on playoff teams. I don't know how much he's played on playoff teams.
Growing pains is going to happen. And it felt like tonight was a little bit of that.
It did. It did. And again, that first half really did feel like they were a little bit too amped up. Like they were a little bit too like, oh man, like this is it. Let's go. And a little bit too just overzealous. Most of the time. So, the 10 of 30, was it? Yeah, 32.
It didn't really look like nerves. It just looked like...
Right, they were just too amped. Yeah, they were too, like, ready, rearing and ready to go. I I don't think that's a bad thing. They're ready to come out and show, like, you know, they've been hearing all week about how they're the weakest one seed in the Western Conference history, or just NBA playoffs history.
If you go on any post for Thunder on any... what a sports website, it's every comment underneath is first round exit.
Right, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of national media that hasn't seen the Thunder play more than twice this season. And, you know, I could absolutely see a situation where people just are going to learn. Like, it's as simple as that.
William on Twitch says, B.I. missed a ton of shots also, 5 of 17 from the field, isn't it? Yeah, true. But, I mean, they were all guarded. They were all defended. Lou Dort was... Right there on all of them. Brandon Ingram did not have a clean look all night.
I think part of the problem with New Orleans' offense is that so much of his shots just came like straight up, them coming down the court, them giving him the ball, and then saying, just do something.
ISO.
Instead of set up plays.
Just not really going to ISO Lou Dort.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter how many ball screens you put him in. I mean, the Thunder did. I'll say this. I think obviously defense was stellar tonight, all across the board. But I loved offensively, even though the shots may have not ended up in makes, I loved that they attacked CJ McCollum. It would either be Shea taking the ball down or it would be J-Dub taking the ball down. And if McCollum wasn't on either one of those, someone was setting a screen, whether it be Aaron Wiggins, Chet Holmgren, whoever CJ McCollum ended up being on down the floor, they were switching everything. So you would just see a ball screen on whoever McCollum was guarding, and you were forcing McCollum to make guard Shea or J-Dub, and it didn't go well. Shots may not always come in for the Thunder, but I love that they were able to attack matchups because they're going to get a lot of those similar looks all throughout this series.
That is Drake Vidito. I am Matt Burton. We got Aubin Phippen in studio with us, and my lovely fiance Erica is here as well. We are not going to do around the association tonight. I don't think, you know, no one cares. No one cares. It's the first playoff game in Oklahoma City since, Paul George and Russell Westbrook.
Also, might have been the first entertaining playoff game of this first, these game ones.
Golly, how about the Mavericks just laying an egg?
Yeah.
After they've been a trendy pick to get to the Western Conference Finals.
And the Pacers, who won the season series this year against Milwaukee, and just getting absolutely throttled without Antetokounmpo on the floor. By the way, point player prop bet for Damian Lillard tonight was 35.5. He scored 35 in the first half and none in the second.
What? All I saw on Twitter was him just going nuclear.
People, we call that a bad beat.
That is a horrible beat. Maybe the worst beat of all time. Kloppaholic on the Big River Footwear text line says, hey, gents, enjoyed the game. Can we just say, oh my gosh, all the rust? A little bit of rest, maybe a week off.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like that was good, though. Getting these guys some rest, you know, especially the guy like Chet Holmgren who played all 82. And the last time we saw him have a sizable break, the All-Star break, he came back and played great. He played great post All-Star break. So I was all for giving Chet, another little break there. I mean, he played 5 blocks tonight.
Yeah.
From Chet. And that's what I was talking to Jerry about, of just, you know, how they call it differently in the playoffs. And I think Chet can use that to his advantage. Yeah. Of just like, he can get more aggressive at the rim, protecting the rim. I mean, that last block he had there at the end of the game, I mean, a complete game changer.
Yeah. Was that Larry Nance, I believe?
Yeah.
Well, that was another confusing thing.
One I feel like in the regular season that they call a foul. Just because it looks like a foul. But in the playoffs, it's not going to be cold.
They didn't finish with Jonas either on the floor. That was another crazy thing for me, because most of those O rebounds were coming when he was in the game and Chet was out of the game. And then when Chet subbed back in, I was like, okay, Green's going to, you know, bring Jonas back in. But no, Chet had a good game tonight. Obviously, there were some points where he tried to do some things himself, ended up in some turnovers. But again, you know, whatever you want to amount it to, whether it be rust or just it's playoff basketball, and so you're just not going to get some calls that you usually get. I think he responded well on the defensive end. And at the end of the day, he's going to be on the court for that. And that first, he had some open looks on threes that ended up not going in. I think you're just going to see continuing to take those, right? I mean, shot variance is an absolutely real thing in this game. And the important thing is, were those shots open shots? And you can say not only for Chet, for the entire Thunder, they were there. They just didn't hit.
William Davis says, where has that James Harden been? My goodness, good for him. He'll go 6-for-30 in the next game.
That's right.
Yes, that's absolutely going to happen.
Yeah.
That's one of the surest bets of all time. And Banana says, we live in the most obese state in the country, and Chet can't gain weight.
Well, you know, with how tall you are,
it's genetics.
It's just tough. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's tough. There's a lot of length to go around with the girth, if you will.
Pause. That is Drake Finitello. I am Matt Burton. We got Aubin Phippen back in studio. We'll go one more segment. We'll do a 4-segment Thunder postgame show. Aubin, if you want to get out of there, I'll volunteer Drake to come produce for you.
I'm okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's right.
One more segment
we
here. Let's go. We'll get a vibe check and then we will GTFO. The franchise. First Take Thunder post game show. Matt Burton, Drake Vidito, and Aubin Phippen. The post game show is brought to you by US Cellular. About to get a vibe check here in a bit, but the Thunder win. Game one of the first round, 94-92. Some 90s basketball scores right there, baby. 94-92. You love to see it. Let's talk a little bit about Shai.
Okay.
Not great from 3. 0 for 3. And missed a couple. I mean, at least one there at the end that I thought was going in. Everyone was ready to just go berserk if that went in.
Yeah.
There at the end. And it was a clean look. He was pretty open. But I like what I'm seeing. I 7 free throws is fine. He's not. I don't think there's going to be a playoff game where he shoots 15, 16 free throws like he did in the regular season. It's going to be an adjustment.
Yep.
But I thought for, you know, first game, I'll say first playoff game as the guy.
He made the one shot that he needed to make.
B plus. He made the shot that he needed to make down there at the end.
Yeah. It felt like a lot of like the final New York's the Knicks game in Madison Square Garden. Obviously, that was an actual game winner, not a go ahead bucket,
right.
But just a game where couldn't really find a rhythm at all. And you know, the Knicks are really good on defense, and New Orleans is no. I mean, Herb Jones.
And some of that is Herb Jones. Some of that
we talk about it all the time.
I thought Trey Murphy did a pretty good job tonight,
right.
Too.
And you know, we've seen this before, where at closing time, and I get it. It's
Closing time.
Semisonic. Nice. Yes. Opposing teams are basically going to dare anyone but Shai. They're going to load the paint. They're going to double off ball screens. They're going to do whatever they can to have the ball out of his hands? And that's one of my big questions, you know, moving forward, right? So we can talk about this game all we want. You know, game one of the very first series of the playoffs, there's going to be a ton of adjustments made by both teams moving forward. And it's not just going to end at game two either. But the one thing that I'm looking for in these late game situations, if Shea is not the one shooting the ball, who else is going to step up? Because yeah. I don't think we found out that answer tonight. We may not find that answer in this series. And if they move on to the second round, maybe that's when we find it out. But there's got to be someone else.
I think it's J-Dub. I do right. Still think it's J-Dub. 1 of 5 from 3 tonight. Not great. There was one where he tried to lob it to Chet, and I was just like, just go.
It was
up
a little
with the floater. Just go up with the floater yourself.
Yep.
Because it was there. It was open.
Mm-hmm.
But I still believe in J-Dub. I think J-Dub's going to start ascending in this playoffs.
Yep. He had some great moments tonight. I fully agree with you that, you know, if it's a closing time possession and Shea, for some whatever reason, can't get the ball off, whether he gets doubled or whatever, J-Dub is that person. But it's the growing pains part that we keep talking about, right? Can he make that shot in the clutch? He's proven it in the regular season. I think he can. But we truly don't know until it actually happens. And it's going to happen because the Pelicans absolutely loaded up on Shea tonight in the closing time, in the clutch time. Shea, being Shea, made a really difficult shot to kind of maybe not ice the game, but give them the lead back. But it's just, if you want to do anything in this playoff run, it's going to take more than just him.
Let's go ahead. Before we get out of here, let's get a vibe check.
You know the vibes.
You sure you're all good?
No, I'm actually not good, man.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, bro, yeah.
The vibe's off, man.
The park vibe?
Yeah, the park vibe's off, man.
Get real, dude. Your vibe's off.
Is it noticeable? I don't know. I feel like I bring in some good vibes.
All right, you have 4 minutes to tell me what the f*** going on.
I don't know, man. I thought my vibe was chill, bro.
No, well, you thought wrong. That's your bad.
Let's get a vibe check.
Let's go. Before we do that, Clopaholic on Twitter this time says, need you to ask Sweet Baby Drake about cutting off belly shirts and painting. So how's painting going? One.
Great. Wait, cutting off? Are you talking about painting his belly?
No, well, Tyler and I had a talk the other day about, you know, how Zeke Elliott would kind of roll up his shirt to where,
yes,
you know, whenever he was at Ohio State, he'd roll up the shirt while he was playing.
Yeah.
That's a tough look to pull off. You got to be really good at it, right?
So yeah, you got to have some semblance someone of a said, package.
Someone, it might have been Clopaholic, pause on the package. Nice. Clopaholic said, I think it was Clopaholic, it might have been someone else, said that Drake feels like the most likely to pull off a belly shirt. So can you confirm or deny belly shirt and maybe belly shirt while painting?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone commando, at least in the upper half while painting. Because, you know, I mean, sometimes I have nice clothes on and I don't want to get paint on them.
Right.
I'd rather sacrifice my body with paint. So I don't know, though. Are we just talking about franchise people or everyone in the building?
I think franchise people. We'll keep to that.
I don't know. I feel like Kelly still has it.
Okay. I feel like it's you, but that's okay.
Maybe I'm just...
It's okay.
Maybe I'm
just... You're a little shy. A little shy right now.
I don't know how I feel right now, honestly. I'm still kind of processing what was tonight.
Right. Aubin, let's go ahead. Let's get your vibe check.
All right. Bad vibes. Josh Giddey. Where was he at? I felt like he was non-existent tonight. Couple rebounds, couple assists. Other than that, nothing.
Did he attempt a three tonight? That's what I was going to look at.
He did.
At.
I think two.
Yeah, he was 0 for 2. Okay. And then 1 for 3. 1 for 6 from the field. So I'm like...
I not to cut you off, but I actually thought like he was not a liability on defense tonight. Like I thought he did an actual okay job staying in front of people. But then maybe that's just me. Maybe I was just seeing a couple of early defensive possessions. How many minutes did he end up with tonight?
20.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was a liability. Because that's usually why he's not totaling more.
Right.
Continue?
Yes, sorry. Yes. Sorry.
No, you're
sorry.
Just making sure I'm not.
You can interrupt me. I want you to interrupt me too.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Okay, good vibes. I know you guys are probably going to go with Wallace and Dort. So I'm going to go with Chet Holmgren.
Nice.
He had 15 points, 5 blocks. Obviously, though, some of those blocks were momentum changers for the game, even possibly game winners towards the end there. So Chet Holmgren gets my good vibes for tonight.
Nice.
Turkey.
Bad vibes. I don't know. Do I give it to a singular person? Like, do I just take Hayward, like the easy out?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'll do Hayward. I think the Gordon Hayward experiment was fun. And I think he can bring something to this team. He only did play 9 minutes tonight, which I don't know if he's going to eclipse that at all for the rest of the playoffs. But the lack of aggressiveness on offense, which I believe, maybe I'm wrong, is the reason why OKC went and got him in the first place. It's unacceptable. I mean, at least be a threat to score. I mean, I respect the going out and screening Gordon Hayward and the pass first Gordon Hayward, but we, you know, the Thunder brought Gordon Hayward here to be, you know, a 3-point threat, a person who can put the ball on the ground and not only be an aggressive option on offense, but a sneaky good passer as well. And I just feel like we have not seen that at all from him. And it's playoff time, so I think adjustments will be made. I would love all of those minutes to go to Aaron Wiggins, who I think had a great game tonight.
Yep.
But he is my bad vibes tonight. Good vibes, I'm going duo. I'm going Cason Wallace, Lou Dort. Lou Dort absolutely shutting down Brandon Ingram, who is probably the only person, maybe CJ McCollum too, that gives them a chance in this series. As close as this series was, basketball is a crazy thing. I would not be surprised if the Thunder go out and win by, you know, whatever they cover. How about that? I'll just say that. But on the other end, Cason Wallace, someone who has played 82 games. And that's it in the NBA. Being in that moment, guarding McCollum in the final seconds of the game and being clamps not only on that possession, but pretty much all night is a testament to not only how mature he is, but it's something that is no realm unfamiliar for us because he's been doing it all season long.
Yeah.
He's
just getting his hand on the basketball. All the time. Yes. On defense.
Yeah.
Whether it's someone dribbling, whether it's in the passing lane.
Made a three tonight.
Yes,
That will be huge going forward.
He did the Anthony Morrow.
He didn't dip.
He did not dip.
He did the quickest gun in the West from the corner, too.
He did.
So, yeah, if he has that going, that he's going to be the leader in minutes off the bench every single night like he was tonight. So bad vibes goes to Gordon Hayward. Good vibes goes to Lou Dort and Cason Wallace.
My bad vibes. Play the music.
Hey, come on.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Nice.
Jonas Valanciunas, 9 offensive rebounds. I guess it's more so just the Thunder not being able to get rebounds.
Right.
I think it's more the Thunder than Jonas Valanciunas. 9 offensive rebounds for Jonas.
And probably 6 of those came in the fourth.
Like I said earlier, there was a lot of talk on Twitter about, on Thunder Twitter specifically, about Jonas Valanciunas getting played off the court in this series. And that may very well happen, but not if he's getting 9 offensive rebounds a game. Something has to give there on the offensive glass. I've been saying it all year. That's the one thing that I think can hold this Thunder team back, is not being able to get a rebound. You're giving up second chance points, and it's just a total... Like, not only, I was saying this with Jerry, not only is it you're giving up points, it's kind of a demoralizing point because it's so avoidable.
Yeah.
Like, okay, long offensive rebounds, right? Someone shoots a three, the ball bounces off the rim, like all the way back to him. Yeah, there's really not much you can do there on a long rebound.
Those
right at the rim, you got to find a way.
Were there people actually making that case?
There were some on Thunder Twitter.
The only time that Jonas Valanciunas has been quote unquote played off the floor was the last game of the series. And I don't even think he got played off the floor. I think it was a Willie Green decision that backfired because OKC went small ball and Willie Green was like, okay, I think we can match them. That is not what you do against OKC. And you're literally playing into your opponent's hand. So I don't even know if that case was Jonas Valanciunas was just getting outplayed to a to the degree of getting out of the game. But I digress. Sorry.
My no, you're good. You're good. My good vibes tonight. I have a ton to roll through. One, okay. The crowd was absolutely amazing. The atmosphere was awesome.
Double
need you. That same energy for game two.
I like
you
it.
You have to keep bringing it because the crowd. I don't want to say like was the difference tonight because like, I don't think that was the but. It helped.
You needed it.
It helped a lot. You needed some energy. They kept it going the whole night. Shout out to Jalen, who hit the half-court winning shot.
W, 2 for 2.
Big W. They changed it up a little bit. They were like, hey, we're going to give you 30 seconds.
Yeah.
As many shots as you can get off. 30 seconds. Hit like the fourth one.
Yes.
That's it.
After taking 15 seconds to shoot the first one and then
yes, he like forgot that it was you can shoot multiple. He was like, okay, there's my one, I guess.
2 for 2, W.
50% concessions for the first hour.
W.
That the doors open. That is a huge W. I would like to see that continue for the playoffs.
How about the crowd being pretty much filled with about 20 minutes left to go in warm-ups?
Oh, dude.
And everyone was standing. It was electric.
It was like half full.
I saw a video of them coming out of the tunnel and like the entire crowd.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was like half full with an hour left on the clock. I mean, Chet Holmgren and guys are out there still warming up.
Yeah.
Like just doing their solo workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like half full.
Okay, so you're 3 for 3.
W. 3 for 3. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't do Lu Dort tonight.
That's right.
I really don't know how
you could. W, 4 for 4.
5 of 17 is what Brandon Ingram was. Brandon Ingram, who played great in the play-in games, by the way.
Yeah.
He could not miss in the play-in games.
Like a fly on five cow 17. Crap.
He was, man. It was great from Lu Dort tonight. I know
white
he gets
rice.
A lot of hell, and I know I'm sometimes in that camp of giving him a lot of hell. I've never had one complaint about his defense.
He made 2 threes tonight as well,
he did.
I believe.
He did.
I mean, we've said this at the postgame many times. If you get that Lu Dort that can give you 2 or 3 threes a night and then play that style of defense,
yeah, there's curtains. Yes. The Thunder aren't going to lose many games whenever that happens. So, man, just what an absolutely awesome night.
It took the village tonight.
It did.
But that's how it's been all year. I mean, 10, 11 guys in rotation tonight for the Thunder. But we don't need to act surprised because that's how they've been winning all season. That's how they got the second most wins in the league this year in the regular season. So, I'm intrigued to see the matchup changes, if there's any, just any sort of like minutes restrictions for some people, adding those minutes on other players. Gordon Hayward, Aaron Wiggins, move those all the way to Aaron, please. I'm intrigued to see how far out these changes go. I have a weird feeling it's not, and I'm okay because it ended up in a win tonight, right? But you know, if you see a situation where New Orleans can steal one in OKC and you're down a playoff series, you're like 2-1 down. I'm intrigued to see how far they're willing to go. We already saw a little bit tonight. I mean, we didn't even mention this. Shea came back with 10 minutes left in the fourth.
Yes, he did.
That never happens.
Nope.
I mean, 9 at the latest.
I'm interested to see if that's a common thing.
Yeah. So we've already saw just a little uptick in some minutes with some guys tonight. But I want to see how far that can stretch because playing Shea more minutes is almost a you can do no wrong type move. I want to see something that might ruffle some feathers for some, maybe not for us.
Some pelican feathers.
That's right.
That's right.
Is there pelicans in New Orleans? I don't even know.
It's the state bird.
Oh, really?
Of Louisiana. Yes.
I just thought like pelicans were like a northeastern thing, like Maine or something.
Yeah, or like Australia from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably both places. They can probably be in multiple places.
Mm-hmm. Big night for Australians tonight, I guess. I don't know. Dyson Daniels played a little bit.
For a second. He got in for a second.
So, congrats, Australia. Oh, you have national representation in the playoffs.
We're a little delirious now. That's what happens.
It's 12:20.
It is 12:20. Happy Monday, everybody. Get home. I mean,
make up an excuse. Your boss won't care.
You have sick days for a reason.
That's
you can
right.
use them. You have PTO, I'm sure. You can use that.
Yeah,
it's
I
okay.
mean, what? If you go perfect, you have what? Two games at home?
Yeah.
So what? You go all the way, that's what, six games at home? Or eight?
Eight.
Yeah. It's like half your sick days. You could totally waste
exactly.
them.
If they just sweep every single series along the way, that's all you have to take off. And it's okay. But no, shout out, seriously, one last time to Jerry Ramsey, Aubin Phippen for hanging out and kicking the show off for us. Well,
sorry we were tardy.
Sorry we were a little bit tardy.
It's going to happen again.
You guys have a good excuse.
We were thundering up just a little bit.
We won't be as late, though, on Wednesday because we'll be in Flint, right?
Depending on what time the game starts.
Okay.
No confirmed game time, right?
Yeah.
Is there a confirmed game time, Erica, did you say? Okay.
I kind of love that the Thunder get tucked away in the night slots because I'm sure still no one is going to be watching, but I'm ready for the first prime time.
Let them sleep. Taste. Let them sleep on the Thunder. Let them sleep. Is that 8:30? Okay, so another 8:30 game on Wednesday. So
we're going to be in the studio.
We might be in the studio and might not get Flint again, but that's okay. We still love our Flint restaurant underneath the Cold Court Hotel. But this has been the Franchise First Take Thunder Post Game Show brought to you by U.S. Cellular.